You're listening to the Spirit and Truth podcast. I'm Maggie Ulmer, and on today's episode, Matt, Emma, and I have a shorter conversation about our conference season that just ended with our last conference of 2024, which took place in Dayton, Ohio. We just share some of our thoughts, our reflections, some of the testimonies. It's a great conversation, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Welcome back to the Spirit and Truth podcast. I'm Maggie Ulmer, and I'm here with
Matt Reynolds.
Emma Winchester.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah. Everyone's excited to be here today.
Woohoo!
We just finished our last conference in Dayton. And so today's just going to be a short episode. We want to just do a brief reflection on that and kind of wrapping up this conference season. We did three regional conferences this year instead of one. And so we'll just reflect on that briefly. And then you have to stick around because at the end of this podcast, which is not going to be too long, so you can hang in there, we're going to announce the dates and locations of 2025 conferences.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's going to be great.
So exciting.
Yeah. So, What are you guys' reflections on? Let's start with Dayton in particular, and then we'll just talk about more generally just how we've seen God move over these three gatherings. But we're getting, just for the record, we're getting ready to launch into kind of our really kind of busy rest of the year with traveling to local churches for Spirit and Truth weekends. And so be praying for us.
Yeah.
So while it feels like one aspect of the year is kind of wrapping up, another part is just beginning. Mm-hmm. And so you can be praying for our team. But that said, reflections, what are y'all reflecting on coming off of the Dayton conference?
Well, we know two people were healed.
Physical healing.
Two people had physical healings, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, one person, their foot was healed. Mm-hmm. And another person, their ear.
Yeah.
So,
and the ear was really cool because it came as a word of knowledge.
Yeah.
That happened during an equipping session that we had. So that was super fun.
Yeah. So that's a fun highlight. Praise God.
You mentioned the equipping session. I thought this was kind of a fun thing. We haven't actually done this in one of our conferences before. We do these things all the time on our Spirit and Truth weekends, but Maggie led a session on practical exercises to help us learn to hear the voice of God. And so you want to just share a bit about that? And it was really neat to see a room of 200 people all kind of going through these exercises together.
Yeah, it was really fun. Mm-hmm. And well, just on a personal level, part of what was really fun about it was I don't think we've done it on that scale before. That's, you just said that. And so, and I think that what that taught me was like some of the equipping things that we do on a smaller scale that logistically we're like, okay, we can handle this with like 50, 60 people, whatever. Doing it with twice that number of people, it totally was, it was a little hairy, you know, getting it all sorted out, but so much fun. Mm-hmm. And,
I think people were a tad nervous.
Oh, yeah.
At least some
always,
of them.
Always, like, yeah.
When you start making them do stuff, it's, you know, not just sitting there and listening. You're participating. It always kind of stretches people a bit, especially when you make them get up and start walking around the room. And
yeah. I don't want to, like, give everything away, but, like, we, you know, we just in case you guys come and then we do that, and it's just so fun to have never experienced it before, but mm-hmm. but even if you have experienced it, God still moves. But we practice listening for the voice of God, and we do it in a way where we intentionally create some what I like to call blindness, you know. Mm-hmm. So that you don't know who you're praying for, and this always, it always demonstrates that yes, God speaks. He speaks specific things to you, and there is nothing more exciting than taking the step of faith, sharing what you heard, and then having it land. And it's so fun.
Yeah, the trust in the room in terms of individuals' trust in the Lord and even
faith, yeah,
and their faith and hearing, it just skyrockets after those. Because, I mean, this time people were hearing specific things like bikes and playgrounds and like things that we would think of as random, but apply so specifically to the person in front of them.
Yes, you mentioned the bike. And so that was one of my favorites because the gentleman who gave this testimony. So we did a little debrief moment after we did this exercise, which we like to do. And he shared, well, this was really nerve wracking. He said what we all do, which is, you know, when I look at someone, I sort of make an internal assessment about what I think God would say about that person. Mm-hmm. And then I,
based on what they wear, what they look like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said that obviously we have them close their eyes for this exercise. He couldn't do that. And he kept seeing this blue, like teal blue bike with a basket on the front.
Mm-hmm.
And then he opened his eyes and there's this dude standing in front of him with a cowboy hat and like outdoors gear on. And he said he was like, oh boy.
He thought he heard wrong.
Yeah.
But he shared the word and the person receiving it said, I actually just bought
a
blue bike with a basket on it.
Yeah. And so, of course, there were other parts to the word that they didn't necessarily go into, but like an awesome illustrative moment.
But just the point that God speaks specific things. And even if the thing that the receiver heard was God sees me and knows my situation and knows my, you know, my going in and my coming out. So that was really cool.
There was also the two gentlemen who realized they knew the same person.
Yeah, they don't
live about 100 miles away from each other.
Yeah.
And then
they had been praying for the same person because of a family connection.
And then
no idea. They didn't know each other at all.
Yeah. And then they end up being prayer partners, randomly assigned prayer partners in this exercise.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yes, it was. So,
you know, it was cool. I got to talk to him about it just a bit, but my middle son, who is 12, ended up praying for our friend David Watson.
No way.
Yeah. So, he, you know, David is the academic dean at United Seminary, and, you know, in our circles, you know, he's a well-known guy and, you know, an established leader. And so my son, my 12-year-old, was like a little bit intimidated when he opened his eyes and realized that that's the person that he was going to pray for. But then he shared it was super basic, like kind of encouraging word that he shared with him. And yet I think it was right. You know what I mean? I think it was very appropriate. And it was cool to hear him just sort of like process that, like his nervousness, but then just seeing like, you know what, it's okay. Like, and God still works in the midst of that. So,
amen.
So anybody can, I think it was cool to see people who are very comfortable sort of with these kinds of things or learning to listen in prayer. Other people who had never done anything like this, young people, old people, it doesn't matter. Like, if you're a believer, you have the Holy Spirit, God wants to talk to you and he can speak through us to other people. And it was neat to see so many people trying that at the same time. And we just got to hear a handful of the testimonies, and the ones that got shared were just really beautiful.
Yeah. Amen.
So that was great. What else? Anything else that sticks out to you from our time in Dayton?
I think one thing that sticks out to me is, you know, before the conference, we were praying, and one of the things that we heard as a team was that God was going to do so many things that we don't even see. You know, like he was going to do all different kinds of work in the room. And I think that we saw the fruit of that. Even, you know, some people received physical healing. Some people let go of grief. Some people, you know, were encouraged and empowered and someone said activated, you know, like, so I think it was, I noticed myself thinking about how many different things God did it just in one small gathering in one small place, you know,
Amen.
Just a little bit of time. He did so much and some stuff that we don't even see.
Yeah, it's good.
It was beautiful. We had Andrew Thompson was our speaker for Dayton, and he did an awesome, amazing job. Mm-hmm. His word was inspiring and full of fire and vision, and very grateful him for his time.
Mm-hmm. It was powerful and really calling the church forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, forward into something that really is essential. It's not necessarily about novelty or, but really about those things which are really at the core of everything we do, which is back to basics, you know, doing the things.
Yeah, he got into his history nerd mode a little bit, and
really cool.
You know, he's a really sharp guy. I mean, he has a PhD. He was previously a professor before coming back into the pastoral ministry, and so he shared some historical examples of the things that he was describing, and it was really neat to hear him. You know, he's obviously studied revival history, and certainly within the Methodist movement, a lot of the important kind of facets of our history and where we were and where we are. And it was really neat.
And if you didn't get a chance to see him, we will be releasing this content just like we have all of the other conference content on this podcast.
Yeah.
Which will be good over the next few weeks. You guys can hear that if you weren't able to come.
It'd be good.
And you'll hear great talks from Emma Winchester and Matthew Reynolds. And
I don't know why, but when you say Matthew, that feels like I feel like I'm with my mom or something.
Are you in trouble right now?
Maybe. Actually, this is not important for this conversation, but I went through a phase like a little bit ago where I was like told Heidi.
I totally remember this.
I was going to try to like go by my full name, Matthew, because that's my actual name. And that didn't work.
It didn't stick.
It
didn't
work.
Didn't take.
So I appreciate using my given name. That's nice.
That's all right. So that content will be out there for you guys to listen to. And I don't know what else. It was just, I mean, one thing I'm really grateful for with all of our conferences is just, you know, we always say that we value encounter and that we want to hold space and make space for people to encounter the Lord. And he always does it. He's so faithful. But every single time we say these things, there's a part of me that's like, are we going to do it? Can we do that? Does that happen? Do people make space for Jesus to show up? Does Jesus do that? And then he does. And people, you know, meet the Lord in fresh ways. And you're like, man, Jesus, you're so good.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think reflecting back on the three in Alabama, Texas, and then here in Ohio, I think the thing I would say is we've kind of, Emma, you were noting this earlier. I love the very, God is so personal in the specific way that he meets people. And even in each of the gatherings, each one kind of took on its own flavor. I mean, its own, we kind of enter with a similar plan and really the same kind of schedule for each one. But each one was really its own unique thing. And I think God is just very gracious in that. The people, the context where you are, he just meets people very specifically. So that was really beautiful to see. And yet, there are just some common things where it's just, like you're saying, when you make space, he always does work that only God could do in people's lives. And, you know, that is always just really rewarding and fun to see, just that things that we can't manufacture, our team can't reach inside somebody's heart and, you know, heal a wound that they've been dealing with for years, or, you know, bring them to a place of a new sense of confidence in their calling or whatever. Like, there's just things we can't do that. Like, there's no switch that you can flip and make those things happen. But when we make space and we just like allow space for people to meet with God and to spend time in his presence, he does that stuff. Mm-hmm. And that held true in each of the places, very different churches, different contexts, different states, different people, but that thing remained the same throughout.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, Matt,
should we tell them about next year?
Tell us.
Yes.
Okay. So, we are in 2025 going to continue with this idea of we're going to have 3 regional conferences again.
Woohoo!
And they're going to be in some similar locations, but one new location. So starting in February of next year, we are going to have our first conference in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
I would like to be in Florida in February.
We're not sad about leaving Ohio in February.
No, sir.
So February 7th and 8th, we will release more details on the exact location and all of this stuff, guest speakers and all of that in the weeks and months to come. But mark your calendars, February 7th to 8th in Orlando, Florida. We will be back then in Conroe, Texas, just outside of Houston. Also in February 21st and 22nd of 2025. And then 1 month later in March 21st and 22nd, we will wrap up the conferences back in Dayton, Ohio, back here at Stillwater, where we just held our conference this last weekend. So we're very excited. We're excited to get around and to meet some new folks. We've been working on the guests that might join us for these different things. And I'm very excited about kind of where all of that's headed. And yeah, we're just trusting that it's going to be really a beautiful time again, and similar to this year, but even tweaking the schedule just a bit from what we did this year as we're learning and just seeing how things work. But very excited. 2025, Orlando, Conroe, and Dayton. We will see you then.
Let's do it. All right, guys. Well, this has been our short little episode this week. We'll come back to you next week with probably some conference content. And yeah, remember to hit the subscribe button, share this episode with a friend. And if you would do us the honor of rating and liking the podcast, it helps people find us. Thank you so much. We'll come back to you in the next conversation.
Bye.
Bye.